The Subsistence Board's Executive Director, Maureen Clark, says that this concludes the matter as far as the board is concerned. She agreed that it was somewhat akin to the U.S. Supreme Court deciding against reviewing an appeal. Clark said that a request must meet one of three criteria to prompt a formal reconsideration of a ruling. First, there must be new information not previously considered by the board, or second, the existing information used by the board is incorrect. Lastly, the board's interpretation of information or applicable law must be in error. Clark said that the Alaska Outdoor Council's request did not meet any of the three criteria. In its July 2007 request for reconsideration of Sitka's status, the Alaska Outdoor Council argued that Sitka had too many people to qualify as a rural community. The council cited, quote, significant factual errors and procedural inconsistencies, close quote, in the board's consideration of Sitka. The AOC at the same time challenged the status of several other communities, including Adak, Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Cooper Landing, and Point Hope. Federal law establishes the rural cutoff for a community at 7,000 people. The 2000 census listed Sitka's population at 8,835, well above the cutoff. However, federal law also allows a community of over 7,000 to be designated rural if it possesses significant characteristics of a rural nature. In its announcement on Tuesday, the Federal Subsistence Board said that during its December 2005 meeting, it heard substantial public testimony regarding the rural characteristics of Sitka. The Alaska Outdoor Council represents 48 member clubs statewide, including the Sitka Charter Boat Operators Association and the Sitka Sportsmen's Association. Representatives of both organizations distanced themselves from the AOC request for reconsideration and expressed support for Sitka's continued rural status. Among other privileges, subsistence communities generally receive higher bag limits and extended seasons for some game species. Sitka's status, along with every other rural community's, will be up for review again following the 2010 census. Subsistence Board Director Maureen Clark says it will take a couple of years for the board to process the census data. She expects hearings to take place around 2012. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.